Hi there, new listeners and veteran listeners alike. If you've been a longtime listener of the pod, I just want to say thanks for tuning in week after week. I'm always encouraged that you're here, and I love hearing your feedback about the podcast. Here's a five-star review from Margie called My Favorite Podcast as a High School Counselor, which already has me beaming. Margie says, love listening to Lauren's podcast as I take a morning walk. They energize me professionally and always include a few ideas I can implement immediately. Strongly recommend. Well, I love that Margie is adding this podcast into her morning routine with a walk and some listening to start her day. Thanks for that review, Margie. If you'd be so kind to leave a review, it'll help other high school counselors find the show and energize them professionally. So head to the podcast show notes to click the link and leave a review in Apple Podcasts. As we're gearing up to start the school year, or maybe you've been in the full swing of things for about a month now, you're probably diving right into seniors asking you all the questions about college. Last year, I did an episode called How to Run Senior Meetings Like a Boss, because let's face it, you are such a counselor boss. Let's get a little more specific, though, with some places that you can equip students to search for colleges with you or on their own. As an encouragement to you, you do not have to memorize every single fact out there about every single college. That's unrealistic. You can share information with your students about where to look for college information, and you can sit with them and look up information together. It's time to dive right in. Here are five free places to direct your students to as they're researching colleges. Feel free to grab these ideas and incorporate them into your classroom lessons or meetings with your students this year. You got into this profession to make a difference in your students' lives, but you're spread thin by all of the things that keep getting added to your to-do list. I can't create more hours in the day, but I can invite you into my counselor clique where you'll finally catch your breath. Come with me as we unpack creative ideas and effective strategies that'll help you be the counselor who leaves a lifelong impact on your students. I'm Lauren Tingle, your high school counseling hype girl, here to help you energize your school counseling program and remind you of how much you love your job. First up, college search engines. This one is obvious, right? But these resources don't sit at the top of students' minds like they do yours as the school counselor. One of my favorite free tools is College Board Big Futures. Now, I have lots of bones to pick about other things related to College Board, standardized testing, but their college search tools are pretty darn good. Students can create their free account, or they might probably already have one if they've taken the PSAT, SAT, or AP tests, and then use the Bright Futures part of the site to navigate through colleges. You can save your favorites, compare them side by side, see the big picture facts of the schools. It's a really great starting point for the college search process. In this same category of college search engines, I'm going to put the U.S. News' college rankings in here. However, rankings are not everything. I think these rankings would be a great place to go if a student has something that's really important to them and they want to get, say, 5 to 10 schools that are best for name your thing, insert your thing here. Business schools, innovation, the best value. You say your category, you can find it on a U.S. News and World Report's college rankings list, right? I think looking at lists like this can start a brainstorming process before they start digging deeper into schools using something like the Big Futures website. If your school pays for Naviance already, don't let your students forget about it. I always used to tell students, the district is paying for this. This is a paid resource. You do not have to pay for it, but please use it. It's just one more tool for gathering tons of information about a school by doing things like saving your favorites to your profile and then being able to keep everything organized as you're going through that search process. Spend time educating your students on these search tools in a tier one intervention. So whether that's a video training that you put out and your teachers play in class or popping into all the English classes to get them started on this research. This is not just a senior year activity. So it's helpful to start the conversation early. You can share the same thing with them every year. And then let's be real, maybe it'll start sticking by the time they're in 12th grade. Okay, next up, if students have an idea of some colleges that they're already interested in, the school's direct websites are going to have so much information on them if the student knows where to look. A quick Google search for a freshman year profile or a first year profile will show a student some basic information about the most recent class that the school is welcomed in. From their demographics, to their testing, to their GPAs, to in-state versus out-of-state numbers, all of these facts will help a student put themselves in the shoes of an applicant to be able to self-assess whether this school may be a good fit for them or not. I think this is also helpful for parents and students to look at together, maybe in front of you too, if you want to get a point across, because they always want to know the answer to, will they get into this school? Or this is the only school they're applying to. We want to make sure they're going to get in. You get to present the facts, and then you get to let them make the judgment calls. And even then, none of us really know if they're going to get in or not. But here are the facts that we do know based on the information that we've been given. Students can also engage virtually with information on colleges' websites, like a live chat feature with admissions counselors, video tours, and then even emailing the assigned area admissions representative. Many schools hope that students will actually reach out to them, and so then they mark internally that the student showed demonstrated interest in the school by engaging with the school, so getting on their email list, attending a recruiting event, or simply sending an email to ask a question. Don't underestimate the power of looking at and digging into a school's website. The CLIC Collaborative is a membership for high school counselors designed to equip, encourage, and connect counselors to their greater community. With a professional development-driven mindset, the membership hub comes loaded with 25-plus instantly accessible PD videos, completion certificates, and bonus features like templates, checklists, and counseling resources. But the best part isn't the features. It's the changes you'll see in your confidence and your counseling program. Inside, you'll find worthwhile, practical, and applicable PD that propels you to action in a community full of your people where you can grow, connect, and feel validated. Does this sound like the support you've been looking for? If so, I want to invite you to check out the CLIC Collaborative at cliccollab.com. Now here's the next place that students can really get behind: social media. I'm sure you're not surprised by this. Want a peek into campus life or student life? Look at the school on YouTube, Instagram, or TikTok. Oftentimes, schools have individual accounts for all the different aspects of their campus, from sports teams to clubs and Greek life to dorms. Students will be able to get a feel for the student personality on campus and lots of behind the scenes with these video tours and informative snippets. The fourth place that students can get equipped for their college search process is with the school's net price calculator. This is required for schools to post on their website. So a simple Google search with the school name plus net price calculator will most likely bring you to this page. The net price calculator helps students and families determine their expected family contribution and estimate grants and scholarships based on the student's own self-reporting of information. It gives them a good idea of how much it might realistically cost to go to the school based on all of those preferences and the information that they input for residency, living arrangements, and merit estimates. Once it's spit out some of that custom financial information back towards the student, it'll give them links to next steps like filling out the FAFSA, applying for work study, learning about loans. Using a net price calculator can ease the overwhelm of the financial mystery piece of going to college and make it a lot more transparent, which I think is really helpful throughout the process. Last but not least, keep your eyes open for opportunities for student fly-ins. I know, your email inbox as a counselor is overflowing, especially with junk mail from colleges that you don't care about. But if you ever see one about a fly-in, a student fly-in or a counselor fly-in, open it, read it, check it out. These are paid for by the school. Some of the student fly-in programs have prerequisites based on diversity, first-generation status, or income level, and some are just for everyone. Encourage your students to get on college email lists or check the websites of schools they're interested in to see if they have a student fly-in program as an option for them to go visit. Colleges are often trying to recruit from farther away and increase their regional diversity, so this is a way that they can do that while bringing students to their campus to win them over in person. If a student is interested in doing this, but they can't find information on it at a school or like on their website, and they really do want to go visit, it is always worth an email out to the school to ask if they have a program like this. It never hurts to ask. And who knows, if enough people ask, maybe it'll be a program that they instate that they've never had before. So here's a recap. Here are the five places that you can either hold your students' hands or push them to independently search for colleges. Either way, you're equipping them for their futures with free search resources: college search engines, schools' direct websites, social media, the net price calculator for their financial needs, and student fly-in opportunities. Remember, head over to Apple Podcasts and leave a 5-star review to help other high school counselors find this podcast. And we will talk again next week. I'll see you then. Thanks for listening to today's episode of High School Counseling Conversations. All the links I talked about today can be found in the show notes and also at counselorclick.com/podcast. Be sure to hit follow wherever you listen to your podcast so that you never miss a new episode. Connect with me over on Instagram. Feel free to send me a DM at counselorclick. That's CLIQUE. I'll see you next week.